With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Industrial hemp farming is not legal everywhere. Many farmers are hoping the federal government has a change of heart sometime soon. Although the federal government still considers hemp a Schedule I controlled substance, hemp doesn't have the psychoactive effects that marijuana has. The Michael Fields Agricultural Institute is growing hemp to explore the best methods for farmers. Perry Brown is the Institute's executive director and says hemp really is a good fit for many farmers' crop rotation.
It's just another tool that we could potentially look at to help us be better farmers. I think it fits within our farming practices and what we do.
Meanwhile, according to the Hemp Business Journal, hemp product sales reached $820 million in 2017. However, the crop still faces hurdles because of the Schedule I classification in many states. Brown says this year's farm bill could change that, if it ever gets done.
Hopefully in the farm bill they have some provisions that change it to industrial hemp being listed as a farm crop. And I think that'll help us with the growing and how we can manage that crop here across the United States.
Brown says hemp is being used in foods such as energy bars, and hemp seed oil is commonly used in cosmetics as well as food products. Some lines of hemp are also high in a compound known as CBD, and research is looking into its possible pharmaceutical uses. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.